Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine. A slogan let its shadow stretch and...
It's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That's the Nexus. The song is called The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a consultant, advisor extraordinaire to some of the top CEOs on the planet over the years, over the last several decades. Boards of directors have benefited from his counsel, whether it be financial policy, strategy, acquisitions, divestitures, etc., etc. And we and I have the great benefit of being able to pick his brain a little bit. Sam, thanks again for staying with us. We're talking about the Pareto Principle. We're talking about the 80-20 rule. We're talking about stratifying. I'm going to keep coming back to this, folks. I love that word stratify, Sam, because I like getting things in their little cubby holes so I can deal with them. You can't eat a hog all at once. You gotta cut it up, right? And so you've got this elephant in your living room. Pardon the mixed metaphors. You've got to be able to deal with it a little bit at a time. And if you got a problem, then you need to identify what's wrong and stratify it. Give it a name. Give each strata a name. And then deal with it. Sam, one of the problems we have, though, you talked about that company, the Pier 1 that had one-third of their stores were not doing well, and they wound up cutting 20% of them. For a small business, taking that action is really hard.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Let's say even in a small business, you're going to have more than one product, and perhaps more than one location, and perhaps more than one salesperson. And so even in the small ones, you need to know where the money's really coming from. It tells you what you're most successful at. And the temptation of most people is, hey, something's not doing well, let's solve that problem. So you spend all this time trying to solve the problem while the stuff you're doing really, really well doesn't reach its full maximum potential because your attention is drawn to these problem areas. What we did and what I tend to advise is let's let the problems, if they're not easily fixable, let's let them go. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something fundamental that we're not doing as well.
One of my mentors said, sometimes you got a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight.
Well, exactly. And the resistance to actually saying, you know, we're just not going to do that anymore comes in part from the fact that it is perceived as, well, I have failed. I have failed. Actually, another kind of correlated principle is we have a much higher return on our efforts by cultivating the successes than in trying to overcome our weaknesses.
Well, this is a time to invoke Edison, who said, "Failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work."
Exactly, and then doing something about it.
Yeah, and then
doing something about it. The simplest thing is let it go. In larger businesses, we'll sell a segment. In smaller businesses, we need to phase it out. And one of the questions that typically comes up about phasing out stuff is a CEO will think, well, wait a minute, that's my loss leader. This is what everybody's buying. The response to that often, which is not often thought of, but it's something to think about, is, well, do we need to make that loss leader, or can we buy it from somebody else?
Right.
And let them take the loss.
What about
the reason it's a loss leader is because it's overly competitive.
By definition. So Sam, do we look at the bottom third, for example, and say, okay, what are we doing? What's happening in the top third that could be migrated to the bottom third? And maybe redeem part of it before we just take an axe to the root and cut that third off. should we try to find if maybe it's us that we should apply these other principles or these other in circumstances?
There's a standard thing that my observation is that on the weak part, you need to decide is it a manager that's weak that needs to be replaced, or is there something more fundamental that even a better manager couldn't overcome?
Right. So
the process, product, and the people. It's often it's a people problem, and a change there can make the difference.
Hey, Sam, good job today. Thank you so much for sharing these ideas with us. We're looking forward. This is a series you're going to do with us, and we appreciate that very much.
Yeah, I look forward to being back. We'll talk about something different next time.
I'm looking forward to it. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Sam joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.